peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次来寻求他心意的机会。
Thanks the Lord allowing us to seek His will again.
在我们读圣经以前，我们先有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你借着你爱子给我们的拯救是大的。
Through your beloved Son, you gave us such a great salvation.
你借着你爱子所给我们的呼召是荣耀的。
And the calling from your Son is glorious.
你借着你爱子给我们的带领是那样的实在的。
And the guidance from your beloved Son is such practical.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We give thanks and praises to you.
这点时间我们求你向我们说话。
And please speak to us in this time.
说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and listen are all await before you.
因为唯有你是那位说话的。
Because only you are the one who speak.
你若不供应话，说话的人没什么好说的。
If you don't give the word, the one who speak has nothing to say.
你若不供应给我们话，翻译的或者听话的，也不能有什么可以做。
If you don't give us word, the one who translates or listens cannot hear anything.
我们无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
We come before you without anyone else to depend on.
因为唯有你知道我们的光景。
Because only you know our condition.
也唯有你知道怎样把我们从一个光景带到你满意的地步。
And only you know how to bring us from one condition to another condition that satisfies you.
我们谢谢你还给我们时间，还给我们机会。
And we thank you for giving us time and opportunities.
愿这个时间，这个机会，是我们在你面前蒙恩惠得连续的机会。
And may this time of opportunities give us more grace, allowing us to come before you.
也使用这个机会在我们生命中做人所不能做的工作。
And using these chances and opportunities to work on us that man cannot do.
你创造了我们。
You created us.
你也把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
And you saved us from the sin.
也唯有你预定了我们前面的道路。
And you know our fortune.
也预定了我们前面的前途。
And you know what is going to happen to us in the future.
求你照你的旨意在我们身上做工。
May you work on us according to your will.
照你的旨意向我们心说话。
And speak to our heart according to your will.
愿来到你面前的，你都为他预备话。
May the one who come before you have word from you.
没有一个是没有预备话的。
And none of them would not receive word.
没有一个是没有被你触摸我们的心。
And none of them would not be touched.
愿我们回去的时候可以带着你丰盛的同在。
And may we return with your grace and presence.
再次我们把感谢赞美归给你。
And we give thanks and praise to you again.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.好，我们先读路加福音21:34-36。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 21.
我给弟兄姊妹一个建议。
I'll give a suggestion.
如果你的记忆力不是太差的话。
If your memory is good.
把这三节圣经把它背下来。
Memorize these three verses.
也许你的明白可能需要一点时间。
You might need some time to understand it.
但是你如果把它背下来的话。
But if you memorize these verses,
也许对你一生是很有益处。
It's going to benefit you for your life.
至少对我来讲，我是从这几节圣经得到很大的益处。
And I'm the one who benefited from these three verses.
好，第三十四节。
Verse 30-4.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网络忽然临到你们。
Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子 面前。
Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
我们再读犹大书。
And let's turn to Book of Jude.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
好，我们再回到路加福音第二十一章这一段话。
And let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 34.
上次我们提到说，影响你这一生的一个重要的关键。
And last time we mentioned that the key to affect your life is your heart.
所以你的心被什么所充满?
So what is filling up your heart?
你的话语或你的表现会跟你的心是在什么状态有关系?
It will be revealed through your word and your actions.
所以在这里呢，你的心是被贪食、醉酒和今生的思虑所充满的。
So is your heart filled with dissipation, drunkenness, and anxiety of life?
还是你的心是被要朝见主来充满?
Or your heart is filled of the expectation of seeing Lord?
这是我们很需要注意的。
This is something we should pay attention.
如果你不想见主,
If you do not want to see the Lord,
我想你就不会注意这个话。
Then you would not pay attention to this sentence.
那这里呢，不但是讲到你的心。
Not only talking about the heart.
第三十四节一开始说要谨慎。
It says that be careful.
你谨慎这个字呢，就是你要把你的心思放在上面。
Be careful is to tell you to put your heart, your mind on this.
也就是说，这件事情是需要思考的。
So this is something need meditation.
可能不太明白。
You might not understand it.
但需要思考。
But you need to meditate it.
需要想一想。
You need to think about it.
我们到底现在在什么个状态？
What is our condition now?
啊，所以这是要这个要思想啊。
This is something to be meditated.
那上次我们提到就是启示录的第四章、第五章、第七章、第十二章。
Last time we mentioned the book of Revelation, chapter 4, 5, 7.
啊，我们知道。在主的心意里面，在宝座前，神喜欢什么
？We know that before the throne, what is pleasing to the Lord.
然后呢，如果圣徒达到那个状态的时候，你发现天使天君也在那里敬拜。
And if the saints can reach that stage, even the angels and the elders are going to worship and praise.
但是启示录从第十一章开始，十一、十二、十三呢，就讲到进入大灾难的状态。
And the book of Revelation, starting from chapter 11, 12, and 13, talk about the tribulations.
所以十一章讲的是针对犹太人或者是以色列人。
So the chapter 11 are pointing out to the Israelites.
十二章讲的是针对教会。
And chapter 12 is pointing to the church.
十三章讲的是全地的人。
And the chapter 13 is pointing to the whole earth.
那我们读路加福音这段话的时候
，When we are talking the book of Luke.
主给我们的应许或者给我们的期望
，the promise and the expectation from Lord，
就是我们希望他希望不要进入大灾难。
That is, he doesn't want us to enter into the tribulation.
但是我们没有办法保证自己不进入大灾难。
But we cannot promise ourselves not getting into it.
啊，所以呢，万一我们还是进入大灾难。
So in case we enter into the tribulation，
这一段话。对我们仍然是宝贵的话。
These verses are precious to us.
因为这段话里面有很多重要的学习。
Because there are a lot of lessons for us.
啊，虽然我们好像那一段话就是这么短短几句话。
Even though it's just three verses.
但是的确有重要的属灵的功课在里头。
But it has important spiritual lessons for us.
因为主要我们站立在他的面前。
Because Lord wants us to stand before Him.
那他一定有帮助我们站立在他面前的那样的方式。
Then He is going to help us to stand before Him.
还有，我再提醒一下。
And let me remind you.
这一段话不是只给基督徒的。
This verse is not only pointing to Christians.
第三十五节说。因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
Verse 35 it says, For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole world.
所以如果大灾难来到的时候，是基督徒遇见，不是基督徒也遇见。
So the tribulation comes to the Christian and non-Christian.
因为我们都是全地上居住人的一部分。
Because we are people living on the face of the whole earth.
所以这段话特别提醒我。
So it reminded me.
一面我们要积极地认识主，活在主的面前。
One side we have to actively, proactively living in front of our Lord.
希望在他的怜悯，在他的大能底下，能够站立在他的面前。
And hopefully we can stand before him under his grace and mercy.
最好的情况是不进入大灾难。
The best is not to get into the tribulation and come before him.
但是呢，万一进了大灾难呢，在大灾难当中，还是有人被提的。
But if you are in tribulation, you might be the one who get resurrected.
所以呢，如果在大灾难当中，你跟主有一个对的关系，有个好的关系，你还是有可能脱离的。
So if you have the right relationship with the Lord, you may be the one who ascended.
所以。希望主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
但是万一更糟一点，我们要走到大灾难的最终的那个阶段。
So in the worst case, that we have to walk through the whole tribulation.
但仍然还是有得胜不得胜的。
And there is still a difference between victory and non-victory.
所以这段话是件很宝贵的话。
So this is becoming precious to us.
非常宝贵的话。
Very, very precious.
很值得去思考。
You have to meditate.
它针对的所有的人。
It points to everyone.
没有一个人可以逃掉。
None of us can be excluded.
不管你已经信主，没有信主。
Whether you are Christian or not.
但是这段话呢，特别鼓励我们。
But this encourages us.
你认识主越多。
The more you know Lord.
你经历主越多。
The more you experience Lord.
你越会愿意叫人。被主遇见，被主得着。
The more you are willing to face the Lord and obtain the Lord.
没有一个道理说那些追求主的人不喜欢传福音的。
There is none of us that seek the Lord but doesn't want to taste His grace.
你若越知道在主面前是怎样的蒙福，你若在主面前越知道怎样得胜。
The more you know how to be blessed by the Lord, the more you know how to be victory.
你就越希望那个还没有蒙福的能赶快蒙福，还没有得胜的能赶快得胜。
The more you will want those have not been blessed be blessed and have not victory be victorious.
所以你在主面前认识越多，经历越多，应该是你福音的负担是越多。
The more you know about the Lord, the more you experience Him, the more burden you have in gospel.
没有一种道理说是这个人。认识太深了，他们对福音没有负担，不可能这些事情。
It's impossible that for one person knowing the Lord a lot but doesn't interest spreading gospel.
如果这个人说他认识太多，而他对福音没有负担，他的认识一定是有缺陷。
If this person know the Lord a lot and have no burden of spreading the gospel, then his knowledge must be something wrong.
所以对我们来讲，你藏的主恩越多，你就越希望人。能够尝到你所尝到。
The more you taste the Lord's grace, the more you want to spread it out.
你不会因为说主恩太大了，哎呀，你就去吧，你我不，我没有希望你要上那个能够得到主恩的。
It's impossible for you to taste the grace and don't want someone else to taste it.
也没有一种道理说，因为我喜欢传福音，我不喜欢追求。
And there is no such thing that I like to spread the gospel, but I don't like to seek the Lord.
那是一个错误的迷思。
And that is the wrong concept.
你越想要传福音，你就越知道你认识不够。
The more you want to spread the gospel, the more you know that how much you lack in knowing Lord.
你越想要传福音，你就越知道说，我在神那浩大的救恩里面。我所知道的只是很小一部分。
The more you want to spread the gospel, the more you know that how little knowledge you know about the Lord.
我需要主不断的扩大我。
I need God to enlarge me. And the Lord, I need the Lord to fill me. Because this tribulation is going to face to all those who live. The one who loves the Lord have no way out. Then how are you going to help those unbelievers? When we are the believers, we know that Lord told us there is a way out. Not only we know there is a way out, He guides us to it.
因为你在这个时机, 所以当你传福音给人家的时候, 他一得救就可以出去。
Because you are in it, so when you spread the gospel, the other people can find the way.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious. We have to encourage each other. We hope Lord will enlarge us. What we do not understand, may the Lord help us to understand. Our condition of our life has not reached the stage, and may the Lord help us. The experience that we should have has not been experienced. And may the Lord help us to experience it. Because this is not easy. Today, some little trivial thing comes to us. And then it disturbs our life. Our condition changed. Not only we are disturbed, but we also cause other people disturbed. We don't feel comfort, but we will cause other people uncomfort too. This is me. But don't be laughing at others. This is us. How much we can afford.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们要有一个承受的度量。
But this is telling us that we have to be able to escape. That we have this capability to stand before the Lord. So when I'm awaiting the Lord,
本来是想说继续在启示录第
that I had wanted to share the book of Revelation chapter 12.
因为我目前知道，在启示录里面是有最多的例子是站在主面前的例子。Because
in the book of Revelation, it mentioned about standing before the Lord a lot of times.
所以你看到他们，你就知道，他们如果能那样，我们就有机会。So
if you see that how they can do it, then we have the chance to be one of those.
所以我们应该从他们身上学到功课。So
we should learn the lesson from those people.
但是呢，我在等候的时候呢。
But while I'm waiting for the Lord, Lord reminded me.
也许我们身量还到不，还目前还上不去。
That maybe we are not capable because of our stage at this time.
也就是说，我们还有一些基本的功课还没学。
And that is, we have some fundamental lessons that we still have to learn.
所以我还是要跟弟兄姊妹再提醒一下一些基本的功课。So
I still have to share with brothers and sisters about this fundamental lessons.
35节。
Verse 35, 36, 36.
21章36节有七个动词。
Verse 36 has seven verbs.
你看那个中文翻译，你能找出来吗？
If you can read Chinese, can you find those seven verbs?
有七个动词。
Seven verbs.
好，我告诉大家一下。
And let me tell you.
警醒。
Watch.
祈求。
Pray.
能。
Able.
逃避。
Escape.
要来的那个要，就将来的那个，它是个动词。
About to happen.
来是个动词。
To come.
站立是个动词。
To stand.
你就知道这一节就这么一句话，七个动词。
So only this one verse has seven verbs.
所以这里有功课。
So there is a lesson here.
这里有经历。
There is an experience here.
这个经历呢？ 什么叫警醒？
This experience is to tell us what is on the watch.
啊。 他讲 watch 就是守望，对不对？
To watch, to pay attention.
那其实他原文那个字呢，就是不要睡觉。And
the original text is to mean don't fall asleep.
就是不要沉睡了。
Don't fall asleep.
我想这个不是指的是身体上。
And I'm sure this is not pointing to our body.
这应该指的是灵里面的。
But to point to our spirit.
身体还是可以睡觉。
Our body can still go to sleep.
但是呢，灵里面是活的。
But your spirit should be alive.
灵里面是醒。
Your spirit should be awake.
啊，它这里是时时的警醒。
And here it says always on the watch.
然后常常的祈求。
Pray always.
这个祈求不光是祷告。
Not only to pray.
这个祈求是带着一种渴慕。
But it includes your expectation.
带着一个强烈的需要。
And it includes a desire.
所以这个祷告，我不晓得有多少弟兄姊妹是这样经历。
So I don't know how many of you has experienced this type of praying.
要时时的警醒，常常的祈求。
That be always on the watch and pray.
里面充满了渴慕。
That you have this desire in you all the time.
然后呢，到一个地步呢，能力出现。
To a point that you are able to show your capability.
啊，你要祷告到一个能力出现。
That you can pray to a point that you show your capability.
那，我自己是常常在，有时候在晚上也花很多时间祷告。
I spend a lot of time at night to pray.
那有时候就在那祷告祷告呢，我就睡着了。
And sometimes I pray and fall asleep.
我就睡着了。
I fell asleep.
我身体累了睡着了。
I felt tired and fall asleep.
但是呢，虽然是身体睡着了，到时候又醒过来。
But even though my body fell asleep, I came awake again.
哦，就本来在跟主就交通，就又身体软弱的，对不对？就总是就睡着，然后就一段空白。
So originally I have this fellowship with the Lord, but then my body felt tired, and then I fell asleep, and then went into blank.
我想主的怜悯，哎，到了时候又把我叫起来。
But with the mercy of the Lord, He awake me.
然后起来的时候呢，主有个答案。
And when I awake, the Lord gave me an answer.
所以呢，但是我其实我的感觉是很短的时间。
But even though I felt like it's a short period of time.
但是有的时候啊，比较长的是我醒来了啊，天亮了。
But sometimes when I awake, it's already morning.
就是我还在一个坐在那里祷告的状态。
And I was still sitting at the same gesture of praying.
啊，这是给大家一个参考。
This is a reference to you.
但是其实我有一个比较深刻的经历。
But I have a very deep impression.
几年很多年前。
And many years ago,
我突然接到一个电话。
I received a phone call.
这个电话呢，他其实只是要希望我同意他。
And this phone call just wants to call and have me agree with him.
是我弟弟打电话的。
My brother called me.
因为他很少打电话给我。
He rarely called me.
因为自从我把工作放下来服侍主之后，他以为我疯掉了。
Especially since I quit my full-time job to become a full-time service of the Lord, he thought I went crazy.
所以呢，他就很少再跟我讲。
So he rarely talked to me anymore.
但这一次呢，是有重要的事情。
But this time there is something very important.
那他打电话来就跟我说：“大哥，我准备离婚了。”
And he called me and said, "Brother, I'm planning a divorce."
他说：“你记不记得？”我还没结婚前，你跟我讲她是怎样的一个女人。
Do you remember that before I get married, you told me about how my wife was?
说我经过这么多年了，你讲的是对的，所以我先要离婚。
So after so many years, I experienced and I realized that what you told me is real, is true.
他没想到我的回答是我说，基督徒不应该离婚的。
But he never thought that I would answer him and say Christians should not divorce.
我说我那时候跟你讲是你没结婚呐。
And when I told you those things, that was before your marriage.
但你已经结婚了，我的看法就不是以前那个看法了。
But now you are already married, so I cannot have the same opinion.
还有就是说，我信主之后，我现在知道离婚对一个人的伤害是多大。
And after I become a Christian, I know how much hurt.To a person after divorce.
不但是个人的伤害。
Not only to a person.
你的孩子受伤害。
But to your children.
你的家受伤害。
To your family.
你的父家受伤害。
To your fathers.
可能更大的，你接触更大的范围，一起受伤害。
And whoever that is around you got hurt.
但他听不进去。
But he wasn't listening.
他听我就反对以后就马上就再也不跟我打电话。
He heard that I'm not agreeing to him, so he stopped calling me.
然后呢， 我就跟我妈妈了解情况。
And then I spoke to my mom to understand the situation.
结果我妈妈也同意他离婚。
And my mom agreed him to divorce.
我其他的弟弟妹妹通通同意他离婚。
My other brothers and sisters all agreed to him.
哇，我又变成一个很孤单的人。
So I become alone.
我是唯一说 no 的人。
I am the only one who said no.
我说 no 不是我故意跟他唱反调。
I said no because not because I want to be opposing him.
我说 no 一面是我知道这个伤害是大到一个地步是超过我可以讲的。
I said no because I know the influence is going to be very big.
另外我说了另外一个原因，我根据我对圣经的认识跟明白。
And I said no because of the knowledge that I understand from the Bible.
也根据我在主面前生命的经历。
And also from the understanding experience that I have with the Lord.
我知道这件事情不能照你的方式来做。
I know this cannot be done according to man's will.
但是没有人会同意我。
But no one else agree with me.
我怎么办？
So what should I do?
我难道打电话会再回去跟他吵吗？
Should I call? I cannot call and argue with him.
我没有办法。
I have no other way.
你知道我听到那个他跟我这样讲的时候，我心里多难过。
You know how hurt I was after I heard him about divorce.
他可能就是说，我现在告诉你，然后我就做了。
To him, he might just tell me, and then he is going to do it anyway.
但是我真的很难过。
But I was so disappointed and hurt.
那个不是我不想睡觉，我睡不着觉。
I couldn't fall asleep after that.
所以呢，去祷告。
I went to pray.
那个心是痛的。
My heart was in pain.
那个睡不着觉不是因为我不想睡觉，是实在痛到睡不着觉。
I was sleepless, not because I could not sleep, but because I was in pain.
所以我就天天去祷告。
And I pray every day.
一天祷告不能释放，第二天祷告，第二天祷告不能释放，第三天祷告。
First night I pray I could not be relieved. Second night I do it again. Third night I keep doing it.
我没有办法跟他解释什么。
I could not have any explanation to him.
我只能为他祷告再祷告。
I can only pray and pray for him.
有时候到底我到底是祷告了几天我都搞不清楚。
I couldn't even remember how many days I prayed for him.
反正就是祷告祷告祷告祷告到觉得差不多，这一次差不多了，就这次不祷告。
I prayed to a time that I felt like Lord has comforted me.
通常都持续好几天的哈，不是我讲的，我现在讲很轻松啊，那过程是不轻松的。
I might sounds very easy sharing with you right now, but that experience was not easy at all.
所以我从悟性的祷告进入灵里面的祷告。
So from my mind praying to the spiritual praying.
然后一直到一个地步，因为里面有个负担。
To a point that I have this burden.
而且那个时候我的弟媳妇还没信主。
And at that time, my sister-in-law was not Christian.
我弟弟虽然信主，但他也还没受浸。
Even though my brother was a Christian, but he was not baptized.
他没有受浸，就是因为他弟媳妇，就我弟媳妇不愿意信主，他也就跟着就不用。
He was not baptized because his wife did not want to be a believer.
所以没有人可以解释。
So no one can explain.
但是祷告，祷告，祷告。
But keep praying.
我需要长话短说。
I insisted on praying.
结果就这样祷告，我祷告，总共祷告几年呢？
How many years I prayed?
超过四年。
More than 4 years.
就是每过一段时间，知道点消息，我就得祷告很久。
And every time I got news, I pray for a long time.
许多时候是牺牲了睡眠的时间。
And a lot of time I gave up my sleeping time.
许多的时候是把别的事情需要做的。就放在一边。
And a lot of time I put away other work to pray.
许多时候我就需要在主面前从那个很伤痛的那个感觉和那个很危机的那个状态祷告到什么那个危机走过去。
A lot of time I have to pray that pain in the crisis to go away.
后来发生什么结果呢？
And what is the end?
发生我弟媳妇她周围的基督徒越来越多。
My sister-in-law was surrounded more and more of Christians, friends.
然后一个劝他去，哎，你去聚会啊，你去聚会啊。
And one asked her to go to gathering, and the other one comes.
以前我叫她聚会都叫不动的。
And in the past, we can't move her to gathering.
然后呢， 她就开始讲说，哎呀，我现在这个怎么样，婚姻怎样多痛苦。
And she would start sharing about the pain in her marriage.
然后他们说，你们就来主耶稣面前啊，这样这样这样。
And the friends around her would take her and ask her to come before Jesus.
其实这些详细事情我都不知道。
And all these details I was not told.
但是我就只能祷告再祷告，祷告再祷告。
But I can only pray and pray.
然后呢，过了一段时间。
And after a while,
我弟媳妇愿意去会。
My sister-in-law is willing to go to gathering.
我弟媳妇是白密宗的，就是西藏的那个宗教。
My sister-in-law is have this religion in Tibet.
那但是主就经过奇妙的过程，把她信了主。
But Lord changed her.
但是信了主，她还照样发脾气。
But even after become a believer, she still have bad temper.
所以呢，是我弟说，信主有什么用？
And so my brother would criticize her and says, "What's the matter of being believers?"
所以仍然要继续进行这件事情。
So we have to experience this.
但是呢，他们呢，甚至都离婚证书都已经签好了。
They even signed the divorce paper.
我真祷告。
And I continue to pray.
他都签好了。
And they said, "Oh, it's already signed."
那我就祷告祷告呢，最后他这个居然没有送去，
and
没有送去那个地震事务所给他办最后一个。
I prayed and prayed, and eventually they found that signed divorce paper were not sent to register.
所以后来不但是我弟媳妇信主，
so not only my sister-in-law become Christian,
他的两个孩子信主，
the two children became Christian.
经过了整个后来一段时间呢，这个我弟弟。跟我弟媳妇呢，他们的关系恢复了。
And they after such a long time, my brother and his wife restored their relationship.
所以他们这个破裂的婚姻呢，又恢复了。
So the broken marriage were restored.
所以大概是几年前。
So a few years ago.
他们给我一个正式的宣告。
They gave me a formal proclamation.
他们全家请我吃饭。
And the whole family invites me to dinner.
然后呢，这个吃饭就告诉我说。我们现在不离婚了，而且我们现在恢复了。
And in the meal, they told me that they are not going to divorce, but they have restored the family.
这个过程当中，我没有劝他一句话。
And in the whole process, I did not say anything to them.
我唯一做的一件事情就是祷告了四年多。
The only thing I did is pray for that last 4 years.
这就是一个学习。
This is a lesson
时时警醒,
that you are always be watching
常常祈求,
and always praying.
啊, 你到底需要多少时间祷告?
How much time you need to pray?
我不知道,
I don't know.
但是你心里知道,
but your heart should know.
因为你心里被忧虑捆绑的时候, 你要祷告到忧虑从你身上出去。
Because if your heart is weighed down by dissipation, you should pray to a time that this dissipation disappear.
当你的心里充满了重担的时候，你要祷告的这些的重担能够从你身上出去。
When there is a burden in your heart, you have to pray till this burden disappear in your heart.
那我刚才讲的那个只是一个从一个危机一个灾难中出来。
So I'm only giving you an example of coming out from a crisis.
但是这里呢，这个祷这里的时时警醒，常常祈求，不是只有这一面。
But the be always on watch and pray is not only for this one side of our life.
它更重要的一面是能够站立在人子的面前。
The more important thing is to stand before the Son of Man.
所以这里如果没一个人如果没有渴慕的话
，So if a person do not have this desire,
那恐怕这是很难有的。
Then you might not be able to achieve.
所以我想今天呢有几篇的诗篇哈，给大家提醒一下。
So I'd like to share with you a few scripture in the Psalms.
四十二篇。
Psalm 42.、
嗯、我想这里有一个功课，至少有一个功课可以给我们学习。
There is a lesson for us to learn.
好，那我们先把它读过哈。
Psalm 42.
好，四十二篇第一节。
Verse 1.
我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O Lord, O God.
我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食， 人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God?
我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。
These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festival throng.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。
My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the height of Hermon, from Mount Mizar.
你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪轰涛漫过我身。
Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me.
白昼，耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜，我要歌颂祷告，是我生命的神。
By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
我要对神，我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?
我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is my God?
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
在这一篇里面讲到心，都是讲到魂这个字。
And in this passage, we read about heart and soul.
他心这个字就是魂那个字。
Heart is related to soul.
那这里魂发生了什么情况？
And what happened to the soul?
那个忧闷，中文翻译是忧闷，其实英文是 cast down 或者是下沉。
And the soul was cast down in sadness, mourning.
然后呢，烦躁就是里面呢很复杂的声音。
And it's mourning within the soul.
所以这个人一直是很受搅动。
So this person is disturbed.
所以他在这个很下沉、很受搅动的光景。
So he is in the downcast and disturbed situation.
他来到神的面前。
He came before the God.
所以这个常常是我们的情况。
This is our condition too.
你可能非常下沉。
Maybe you are downcast.
你可能心思非常乱。
And you have a disturbed heart.
你是继续去跟人家谈呢？
Do you continue to discuss with others?
还是你无依无靠的来到神面前呢？
Or you come before the Lord with no one else to depend on?
你去跟人家谈，刚谈完的时候好像感觉还可以。
If you continue to negotiate, you felt like maybe you did well.
等到那个人跟你说再见的时候呢，你又不可以了。
And when the person say goodbye to you, then you felt different.
因为他不能真正帮助你。
Because he did not help you truly.
只有神能帮助我。
Only God can help you.
所以当你下沉的时候。
So when you were downcast,
当你里面有搅动的时候，
when you were disturbed within you,
你应该真的来到神面前。
You should come before God.
你宁愿在神面前花 99% 的时间，也不要在人面前花那些不需要花的。
You rather spend 99% of your time in front of God rather than spending any time in front of men.
你要祷告到一个地步，
you need to pray to a point.
你里面有个等候的心。
That you have this awaiting heart.
而所以说，我就是说， 应当仰望，仰望神。这个仰望呢，除了是有盼望之外呢，它就是等候。
And here it says your hope in God, which also includes to await for God.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你祷告的经历，你有没有？你如果是一个很乱的人，来到主面前，但是祷告到你可以安静等候在主面前。
Have you ever experienced that you are in a chaos, but when you come to pray to Lord, you receive peace?
你要经历这个，你不是光听这个道理，你要真的去，真的去。
If you want to experience it, and not to just listen to the sermon, but you have to do it.
所以你如果离开那个祷告的时候，你还是乱的，那表示说你根本还你那个祷告是没有用的。
So if you leave the prayer and you are still in chaos, that means your prayer is not enough.
你应该是很乱的人去，但是当你起来的时候呢，你这个人已经平静了。
You should receive peace out of the chaos after praying.
而且你可以等候在主的面前。
And you are willing to await before the Lord.
什么叫等候在主的面前？
What is the meaning of await before Lord?
你等候主就不是等候别人。
You await Lord, not anyone else.
常常我们会遇到这样的情况。
A lot of time we face this situation.
我们也祷告。
We pray.
但是呢，我们觉得好像也没发生什么动静。
But we feel like nothing changed.
然后我们就去找。我们可以找的人说，为什么你不做一点事啊？
So then we seek out people who and ask them why don't you do something?
为什么你不帮我一下？
Why don't you come help me?
或者说我们自己觉得说，我这样不行啊，我就做一点我自己觉得应该做的事啊。
Or sometimes we felt like I should not be still, I have to do something.
你只要去做任何东西，你就不是等候。
Once you start doing something, then you are not awaiting the Lord.
你要真的等候，你就是。真的什么都不做在神面前。
The true awaiting is not to do anything.
除非到一个地步，神叫你做。
Unless there is a point that the Lord asks you to do something.
这个对于没有经历的人是很痛苦的事情。
And this is painful to the people who have not experienced it.
因为我们这个人就是本来就是喜欢做的。
Because we are people who like to act.
我们不喜欢浪费时间的。
We do not like to waste time.
我们就等候神是浪费时间的。
We felt like awaiting for the Lord is wasting time.
但是其实。看起来是我们等候神
，But it looks like we are awaiting Lord.
其实神是在等候我们
，But actually Lord is waiting for us.
因为神要我们，你知道吗？那个死而复活的经历是当你死透了才会复活。
Because God wants us to experience this resurrection
from
the true death. After your true death, then you can revive.
所以呢，就是要最。看起来是我们等候神，其实是神在等候我们真的死透了，然后复活起来。
So actually, God is waiting for us to die totally before He resurrects us.
所以，因为你会等候
，and because you are willing to wait,
你就可以在那里经历到神向你说话。
Then you can experience the Lord speak to you.
深渊与深渊的响应
，and the echoing and echoing from the Lord.
你的瀑布发声。现在不是只是去泉源发生，现在是变成瀑布发生。
Not just the water from spring, but water from a waterfall.
本来我们听不见神的声音的。
And originally, I do not hear Lord's voice.
但是我们会等候主。
But because we learn to await.
等候到一个地步，我们的耳朵开始明亮了。
To await to a point that our ear is clear.
等候到个地步，我们心变成清新的人了。
And await to a point that our heart is clear.
等候到一个地步，神。一个小小的声音，我们觉得是，哎呀，这个声音是很明亮的。
To a point that Lord give a little sound, and that sound is very bright to us.
所以这是很宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience.
他说：“你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响。”
And it says, "In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me."
你不但是进入灵里面的交通
，Not only enter into a spiritual fellowship.
你会从里面。得到神给你的呼应
，But you can also receive the call in you。
而且，甚至到一个地步，你经历神的爱是一个超越你经历的另外一个层次的真实。
And up to a point that you can even experience Lord's love to the next level。
甚至到一个地步，你在一个非常艰难的状态底下。但是有诗歌从你身上发生。
And to a point that in tribulations you have songs from you.
你知道我们今天唱的诗歌里面有好些诗歌都是在最痛苦的时候诗歌出来的。
You know how many songs that we sang today came out from the worst time of the composer.
这个不是只有他们可以专利的。
This is not their privilege.
你只要愿意进入到 真正面对主的这状态。
As long as you are willing to face the Lord.
可能你是个不懂音乐的人。
Maybe you are not someone who has musical background.
但主却把新歌给你。
But Lord will give you a new song.
这是很宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience.
所以他不但他要歌颂，而且祷告。在生命上能够经历。
So not only to sing, but also prayer, so that you experience your life with Him.
所以你有没有这样的经历？
So do you have such experience?
在一个下沉的光景，在一个受搅动的光景，能够被带到主的面前同在里面去。
In a situation with cast down and disturbed, you are able to come before the Lord.
我们再看诗篇第四十三篇。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 43.
神啊。求你伸我的冤，向不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。
Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men.
因为你是赐我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称颂。
Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I'll praise you with the harp, O God, my God.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因为我还要称颂他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
这是另外一面的经历。
This is the other side of the experience.
也是一个很下沉的光景。
And in the same downcast situation.
也是一个非常受搅动的情
况。And also in the same disturbed inside Him.
因为他有冤屈。
Because he has this plead.
他需要神来替他伸冤。
He needs Lord to plead for him.
他需要神帮助。
He needs Lord help.
但是他要祷告到一个地步，神能力在他的身上。
But he has to pray to a point that God's power is in him.
因为你是赐我力量的神。
Because you are the God who gave me power.
要叫他里面的人刚强起来。
He strengthened inside him.
叫他外面的人能面对他所面对的挑战。
So that his outside person can face any challenge.
而且神在他里面做工。
And God work in him.
发出神的亮光和真实。
And shine the light and truth through him.
并且引导他。
And guide him.
所以基督徒引导多半是从里面来的。
So the guidance of Christian came from inside.
所以你如果里面跟主不是有一个活的关系，你这个经历就很缺乏。
So if there is no experience of you inside you,
你这个经历一缺乏，人家只要一句话就把你打倒。
You will lack of the guidance from God, and outside words can defeat you easily.
你这个经历缺乏，只要一种让你会忧虑的压力，你就倒在地上。
When you lack of this experience, any disturbed things can defeat you.
但这个人说什么？求你发出你的亮光和你的真实。
But this person says, send forth your light and your truth.
好引导我。
Let them guide me.
带我来到你的圣山。
Let them bring me to your holy mountain.
到你的居所。
To the place where you dwell.
来到神的祭坛。
Come to the altar of God.
来到喜乐的神那里。
And come to the God who has joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你遇到了喜乐的神，你能不喜乐吗？
If you met the joyful God, will you be not joyful?
你遇到喜乐的神，你需要外面的这个所谓的制造喜乐的气氛吗？
When you meet this joyful God, do you still need outside joy?
我刚刚信主的时候，
When I first become believer,
被带到一群弟兄姊妹当中。
I was brought to a brothers and sisters group.
每次聚会就是拍手啊，又要干又要这样的那样的。
Every time we gather, they clap hands and jump around.
我刚好大学就在搞这种事。
And I was I was kind of like a leader in college, guiding other people to do the same thing.
我外面做这些东西, 我里面一点什么,
I can follow them doing everything in my body, but there is no joy inside me. But I changed.
我不需要做这些动作,
I don't need all those actions.
我来到喜乐的神那里,
I came to this joy God.
因为他是喜乐的神,
because he is joyful.
我遇见他,
and I met him.
我就被他喜乐充满,
I'm filled with his joy.
这多宝贵的事,
how precious it is.
所以你如果真的要喜乐,
if you truly want to be joyful,
你真的要到喜乐神那里去,
you have come to this God of joy.
你真的遇见这个喜乐的神,
that you truly meet him.
你让他 把满有荣光的大喜乐赏给你, 尝尝看,
that allow him to give you this gracious joy to you.
你若真的尝到,
if you truly taste it,
很多我们以前以为好的, 都会落下去,
the past that we thought is good, we will let them go.
这是非常宝贵的经历,
this is a precious experience.
所以呢, 它里面能发出赞美,
so now you can praise from your heart. To praise is not to be trained.
如果你的心不是一个愿意赞美,
if your heart is not full of praises, you cannot praise. So this is another lesson. Pray to a point that you have power inside you, so that you have light in you. Pray to a point that this guidance is real in you. Then you would not see that this praying time is in vain. I have to admit to you, as a Christian life, the most time that I spent,
不是读圣经,
not reading Bible,
还不是聚会,
not gathering.
虽然我的聚会远比别人多好几倍,
even though I joining gathering, I have multiple times than you.
但是所有聚会时间加起来,
but all the gathering time adding up,
也跟不上我个人祷告的时间,
cannot surpass the time that I pray.
我有一段时间非常的困惑,
there was a period of time that I was in loss.
我甚至在主面前抱怨,
and I complained to Lord.
我说主啊, 真的需要那么多时间祷告吗?
And I asked Lord, do I really need to spend so much time praying?
好像我的生命消耗在祷告当中,
it's like my life is spending consumed by praying.
好像我的时间就浪费在那些祷告里面,
and it's like my time was wasted in praying.
而且祷告了很久啊, 有时候还不见得马上有答案,
and after long praying, sometimes I don't get answer quickly.
我一直很怀疑那件事情,
sometimes I doubt.
但是很感谢主,
but thanks the Lord.
主让我走出去,
that Lord took me out.
他用他的亮光和真实,
and his light and his truth,
用他的引导给我,
and to guide me.
让我, 他知道我这个人太软弱了,
he knew that how weak I was.
没有这样的花时间是没有办法学会的,
if I did not spend so much time, I would never learn.
所以他要我这样去学,
so he wanted me to learn this way.
但是我承认我现在还是初期,
but I admit that I'm still in the beginning stage.
虽然我有一点点经历,
even though I have some experience,
我还是在最浅的那个层次,
I am still in the beginning stage.
所以许多时候去祷告, 去寻求答案,
so a lot of time when I come to praying to seek an answer,
我还是不敢那么有把握,
and I'm not still too assured,
除非在主面前反复印证,
unless I keep asking Lord to testify for me.
主反复地告诉我说, 我这就是给你这个答案,
and Lord keep repeating the same answer to me.
我里面才有点把握,
then I can be assured a little bit.
这是一个学习的过程,
this is a lesson.
看起来很浪费时间,
it seems like you are wasting a lot of time.
看起来很浪费生命,
it seems like you are wasting your life.
我就是连在我在上班的时候都是这样,
even when I go to work, I am still in the same way.
但是我发现你只要是真的有主的引导,
but I find out that if you truly receive the guidance from God,
过程看起来很浪费时间,
the process seems like time consuming,
过程甚至很痛苦,
the process seems painful,
甚至很枯燥,
and boring.
但是一旦是主的引导出现的时候,
but if this is a real guidance from Lord,
那产生人所不能产，人所做不出来的震撼效果。
And it will have effect that man cannot do.
这我多次经历。
This is a lot of experience for me.
就是因为多次经历这个。
And because I experienced same thing a few times, many times.
所以还受主的怜悯，可以愿意继续花这个时间。
So with Lord's mercy, I'm willing to continue to spend time on praying.
好，我们再看一下这个84篇。
Psalm 84.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty!
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My soul yawns, even faints, for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报雏之窝。
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young a place near your altar.
如此住在你殿中的，变为有福，他们仍要赞美。
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you.
靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的，这人变为有福。
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their heart on pilgrimage.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之湖，遮盖满了泉谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools.
他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion.
耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob.
神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。Look
upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one.
在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐幕。
Better is one day in your court than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked.
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下异样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless.
万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福。
O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
这里面有一个很特别的认识。
Here there is an inner knowledge.
它里面有个认定，他能够来到神面前。
There is this certainty that he realized dwelling in God's place.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此问一问自己。
So we should ask ourselves.
新天新地。
The new heaven, new earth.
新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem.
是你所羡慕的吗？
Is that something you desire?
是你要去的地方吗？
Is that the place you want to go?
你确定要去吗？
You sure?
你真的想去吗？
Are you truly wanted to go?
你可以想想，你不用给我答案。You
can think about it, but you don't need to answer me.
那你想去是等到100年以后再去呢？
You wanted to go after 100 years?
还是你现在就想去呢？
Or you want to go now?
若主说，我现在把这个时机给你，你现在要吗？
If the Lord said, I will give you the time now, do you want it?
还是你跟主说， 哦，主耶稣啊，我现在还有很多别的比这更重要。
Or you are going to tell the Lord that I have something else more important than that now.
想想看。
Think about it.
这个写诗篇的人，
The one who wrote the psalm.
他对神和神的同在有特殊的渴慕。
He has this desire to be with Lord.
因为他特别也经历到说，在祭坛那里，在神的祭坛那里呢， 麻雀为自己找着房屋。
Because he see that near God's altar, the sparrow found a home.
也就是他得到安息,
and that is the place for him to rest.
你从主那里得到安息吗?
Do you receive the rest from the Lord?
你得到安息是因为你口袋的钱够多吗?
Do you receive the peace because you have a lot of money in your pocket?
你得到安息是因为你朋友很多吗?
Do you receive peace because you have a lot of friends?
还是你得到安息是因为你来到神那里?
Or because you have peace because you came to the Lord. You came to the God of peace.
而且他不但是这样,他说,燕子为自己找到报酬之,我这里有个生命的,丰富生命的延续。
And here it also says the swallow, a nest for herself she found. So this is the life continuation.
你的生命的长大是靠自己的训练吗?
Do you grow because your experience?
是靠教育吗?
Because of education?
还是因为你活在神面前，神让你生命长大。
Or because you are in front of the Lord and Lord allow you to grow.
是生命的神不知道叫你怎么长大吗?
The Lord allow you to grow?
这是需要问问看。
This is something you should ask.
但是他不但是经历这些。
But not only he experienced these.
所以他说，找着，他说如此住在你殿中的变为有福。
And therefore he said, blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. In front of God you receive peace. Your life is abundantly growing.
但不止如此,
but not only this.
他说靠你有力量,
that we depend on you to receive strength. And the heart is yearning towards the pilgrimage.
西安一面是代表得胜者,
the Zion represents the victorious.
一面代表成就神旨意的那一批人,
and it also represents the people who overcomers who achieve God's will.
你愿意成为神得胜的代表吗?
Do you want to be one of those overcomers?
你愿意神的旨意成就的时候，你是在神旨意成就的那个行列吗?
Do you want to be in the group when Lord's will is done?
如果你愿意，你就从神那里得到能力。
If you are willing, then you want to seek strength from Him.
不但要从神那里得到能力。
Not only to seek strength from Him.
而且有些特殊的经历。
But have special experience.
就是流泪谷。
That is turning the valley of Baca to the place of springs. Did we experience a lot of painful events? Are these painful events causing you to cast down? Are these events causing you to distance from God? Or you can testify that these bad things happen to you. But He is the life of God. That He can turn darkness into light. He can change things around. He can bring us out of weeping to joy. This is precious.
这个经历是都是实际的。
This is a real experience.
而且你是不是力上加力的在经历？
So are you experiencing it with extra strength?
你经历过神的能力。
After you experience Lord,
你再经历神的更大的能力。
And you experience a more powerful.
你每一步路都在神的能力的扶持底下。
Every step you walk is under His help.
一直走到站在主的面前。
Until you come before the Lord.
力上加力,
strength upon strength.
我们如果信主,
if we are Christian,
只活在道理里面,
and we are walking on His way,
你就会发现, 看到这个觉得好遥远,
then you will see that this is not too far away.
但是你如果时时警醒, 常常祈求,
but if you are always be alert and pray,
你在主面前, 渴慕主把你带到那个实际,
and you desire Lord to bring you into the truth,
主就一步一步地把你带上去,
step by step, Lord is going to bring you up.
让你亲近主到一个地步,
so that you can be close to the Lord in a point.
你会一个认定说, 有主就够了,
that you will see that Lord is enough.
虽然众人都反对我,
even though the people around you oppose,
众人都离我而去,
everybody leave you.
但是有主就够了,
but Lord is enough alone.
在你的院宇住一日，胜是在别处住七日。
To dwell in your house one day is better than a thousand days elsewhere.
所以聚会要什么？
So what do we want in gathering?
聚会不是要活动。
Gathering is not an activity.
聚会是要主的同在。
Gathering is to seek Lord's presence.
在你的殿中看门，而不愿意在，宁愿在你的殿中看门，而不愿意在恶人的帐篷里。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked.
所以这是一个分别为圣。
This is to be sanctified.
这个分别从里面开始。
And to be sanctified from inside.
这个分别为圣不是故意轻看别人。
And not to be purposely looking down on someone else.
有时候我们人为的分别为圣会轻看别人。
So when we felt like we are sanctified, then we would look down on someone else.
但是这是神在他生命中做工。
But this is the work inside from Lord.
他知道什么是在神面前祝福的光景。
And he knows what is the situation of being blessed.
他知道在神的能力里面是什么样的光景。
He knows that what is the situation with Lord's strength.
所以他也许从别人看是一个很孤单的人。
So maybe he looked like alone from other people's eye.
但是却是力上加力，恩上加恩。
But he has strength upon strength and blessing upon blessing.
所以他宁愿在神的殿中看门。
So he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God.
而不愿意住在恶人的帐篷。
And not willing to be living in the tent of wicked.
看门其实很小的事情。
Being a doorkeeper is a very easy job.
我愿意在神的家中做最小的事情。
But I want to be the smallest one in the house of God.
远远胜过在世界上做最大的事情。
Rather than doing something big in the world.
丘吉尔有这么样的一个在他晚年有这样的一个说法。
哪个？
丘吉尔，英国人首相丘吉尔。
Oh, Churchill. Churchill, the chancellor had this saying.
他说如果我能再选一次的话，
If I have this election again，
就是我人生如果能再 重新活一次的话，
If I can choose to live again，
我宁愿不要做首相，
I would rather not to be the chancellor，
我愿意做一个传福音的人， 传福音的人，
I would rather be a preacher of gospel。
这是他重新 他一生走完了他在讲。
This is at the end of his life he said this。
这是尝到主恩的滋味的人。
This is someone who tasted the grace of God.
所以呢，我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need Lord's help.
那如果有这些经历的话
，So if you have this experience,
那站在主面前不是个遥远的事情。
Standing before the Lord is not something far away.
是每个人都有机会的。
Everyone has this chance.
虽然我们所交通的只是一个很片段。
So we only have this piecemeal of fellowship.
神的话里面还有很多。帮助我们的话，
There are many more words that God can help us through His word.
需要主帮助我们去发现。
And may the Lord help us to find these words.
我今天早上这个话是临时转过来。
And I share with this to you suddenly this morning.
本来是要交通启示录的。
And before I was planning to share the book of Revelation.
盼望主继续带领。
And may the Lord help us.
我们领祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put all these words in your hand.
一面宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover us.
一面给我们回头的亮光。
And on the other side, give us the light.
有什么是叫我们认识和经历你有益处的
？What is benefiting us to know you?
帮我们带我们进入那个实际。
Bring us into the truth.
叫我们可以欢欢喜喜的迎接你自己的再来。
So that we can joyfully receiving your return.
也能真真实实的站立在人子的面前。
And can be truly stand in front of the Son of Man.
谢谢你还给我们机会。
Thanks for you to giving us chances.
愿你成全我们。
May you help us.
成全你的教会。
And help the church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.